Susan Wasson is on her hands and knees at the East Ham swap shop, picking her way through a giant pile of toys in search of the perfect doll. She forages through the Legos and building blocks until at last...
Oh, no head, but a perfect body. So who's going to want this? Really, who's going to want it in life? Me.
Susan runs her hands across the curves of the doll. It's like she found treasure.
Well, look, she has great arms. They don't match this body, I don't think. And then this part is so chubby.
Susan makes dolls from other dolls. She comes here to the East Ham swap shop two or three times a week, on the hunt for as many dolls, toys, and shiny bits and pieces as she can find. When she gets back to her workshop in her house in East Ham, Susan takes the dolls and rebuilds them with new colors and materials. This is where she transforms them into entirely new characters.
This is the studio.
And when you walk into my studio, you're blown away because there's all these little faces looking at you.
The workshop is crammed with figurines. They're like little Franken dolls. Washers for eyes, nails for arms, crayons and tacks protruding out of heads. The constant stares from the dolls are a little frightening, but not for Susan.
So some of them I really, really relate to, and sometimes I think I might talk to them. Like, how are you today, full of it? You know, stuff like that. And I'm not serious, but, you know, it gives me comfort. It's art that I've created. They're just finished creatures to me. They're just done, and they're sitting there waiting for their homes.
The dolls have names. Susan points to a specific one in the corner of the room.
Look at her.
She calls it Mimi Spirit.
She is just, she's wild, but she's made up. Her hair is gold in it. She's got a red lipstick on, eye shadow. And her legs say play, love, art, dance, dream, and wish. She's like a little warrior.
Mimi Spirit isn't just a toy. She was the first doll Susan put together. She made her a couple years ago, just a few months before she retired. She worked stressful jobs for 40 years, first at a telephone company on Long Island and then at a soap shop in Provincetown. Susan says work was always about profits and success, never art.
I was pretty tense and stressed when I had my own business. I mean, we had to make money, so that was a stress. And we had to be successful, and we were in business through a lot of recessions and whatever. So you got uptight.
But Susan knew she had another side to her. She loved drumming, painting, making collages. So after quitting her job and selling the soap business, Susan searched for a new artistic path. That's where Mimi Spirit came from. Susan didn't really have a plan for the doll. But as she added pieces, a character emerged. The wild hair, the lipstick, the eyeshadow. This was the new Susan.
She's me through and through. And she represented me taking that step forward to retire and be free and just do my own thing. And so she had it all. She was saying it all to me.
Thanks to her dolls, Susan says she's turned into a new woman. She's more relaxed, and she takes risks. At 64, she's still trying out new things she never thought she'd do. Things like kayaking and metal soldering.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen for sure. Look at this.
In her workshop, Susan glues a few washers onto a new figurine. This doll has a normal baby's head, but its round body is bizarre, with electric wire arms and a bullseye on its chest.
He's very weird, isn't he? Yeah, I mean, look at his little socks or nails. And he stands so perfectly. Look at that look. Like, you could not put a hat on him. It would ruin his personality. You know, make him goofy. He's just serious.
When they're finished, Susan's dolls run for around $25 to $100 a piece. Recently, she even showed off the dolls at a prominent gallery in Provincetown and sold 24. But this isn't about the money, she says. She's been through that already. It's about unleashing her creative side and getting to wake up every morning excited and anxious for the day. Susan may be 64, but she feels younger than she has in years.
I can do this forever. Or something like it. I don't know what's next. I like to make animal figures or something, but for right now, the dolls have me wrapped around their little fingers.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Rob Feinberg.